live the life now that most people won't, so you can live the future that most people can't. And that's just do the hard things now so you can have the option to have an easy life in the future. Not that you're going to want that, but it gives you that opportunity.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things Finance Friday. Trying to get that everyone's personal finances in the right place, share tips, tricks on how to get that money working for you, not only harder, but smarter. And today I want to go over a topic because we all know we're on kind of a roller coaster right now, right? Rates rising, Fed talking about two more rate hikes, stock market's like a roller coaster, down one day, up another, geopolitical risk, inflation, cost of living is just up there. But then we're hearing people talking about this is the time opportunities are going to come and in a lot of different investments, real estate specifically for this show. But then the question is, cash is king. Well, how do I build more cash in a market like this? And last week we talked about putting money into T-bills for the short term, just while you're waiting to make an investment, right? So you can kind of combat some of that inflation. And it's about 4%. Right now on the 3-month T-bill. Where are you getting that cash from, right? And before anything, I've said this many times, what you really need to focus on is growing your income. There's only so much you can do to reduce your expenses, but your income is what makes the difference, the biggest difference, right? And that's kind of sky's the limit is what you can do on your income. But your question might be, well, what can I do in the meantime while I'm trying to grow my income? And that's a great question from an expenses standpoint. The best thing I think you can do permanently is reduce your fixed expenses, right? There's only so much you can do on your variable, right? Food fluctuates, food prices are up, you need to eat, right? There's only so much you can do to limit that. You know, you can obviously buy cheaper things, but is that really going to move the needle? You can not get that Starbucks and make it at home. That's only going to move the needle so much. What really moves the needle on the expenses, and this is where we really need to get lean and mean. The title of this episode is we all need to be running lean and mean right now, both from a personal finance standpoint and from a business finance standpoint. And so what you need to fix on, or what you need to really focus on right now, is your fixed expenses. So from a personal standpoint, that's your rent or your mortgage, your car payment, your insurance payments, those big fixed expenses, right? From a business standpoint, it's the lease on your office space or the mortgage on your office space. Insurance, depending what your business is, obviously a big fix is salaries. And so you really need to focus on those fixed expenses in a time like this while you're working on growing your income, because that's the biggest thing. From a personal standpoint, income, from a business standpoint, revenue, sales fix cures all, right? You need to increase your personal income and your business revenue. But in the meantime, to do that, we need to reduce our fixed expenses so we can weather the storm, we can stack some cash and take opportunities. So maybe it's not upgrading to that really nice apartment that's going to cost you an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Don't do that, right? Don't do that. Wait, live the life now that most people won't, so you can live the future that most people can't. And that's just do the hard things now so you can have the option to have an easy life in the future. Not that you're going to want that, but it gives you that opportunity, right? And so maybe don't trade in for that new car that's going to jack up your monthly payment by several hundred dollars. Don't do that. And it's also going to jack up your car insurance. Don't do that. It's also going to give you a tax bill when you buy, depending on where you live, right? Don't do that stuff. So you really got to focus on your fixed expenses. You know, if you're running a business, it's now really the right time to go ball out and get a dope office with expensive furniture. That's not the smart thing to do. So those are the things you should be focusing on now while you're ultimately focusing on growing your income, growing your revenue, is to reduce those fixed expenses, because those are the things that move the needle the most, right? It's not the coffee at your Starbucks. It's not going out to eat. Yes, you should probably limit those things to an extent. Sure, if you're really trying to stack some cash, 100%. But those are not going to move the needle like spending $1,000 a month on rent versus $2,000, $2,500 a month on rent. Some people even spend $5,000 a month on rent. Like, that's going to make the biggest difference. Or instead, maybe you have a $300 car payment and then you buy some car and now it's a $1,200 a month car payment. Like, no, don't do that. And then there goes your insurance. And maybe you get a certain car that takes a certain type of gas and then that's more expensive and so on and so forth. You just got to think of these things, these fixed expenses. And this time you want to run lean and mean. Have low overhead so you can stack cash, put a lot away and take down great opportunities. I'm telling you, we're working on deals right now. We're getting offers accepted well below asking. We have a few offers out that we're very confident that also are going to get accepted in the below asking, and terms are in our favor. These are the times. But to do that, you obviously need cash ready to go. And this is stuff to educate your investors, because if you're doing on a bigger scale, obviously you're personally not going to have all the cash to take down these large deals like we do. But this is stuff to educate your investors. Like, this is the time. When everyone else is scared and hesitant, this is the time to take that opportunity that presents itself. Obviously, we need to be smart, right? Stick to our criteria, and even more so now than ever. And that's something I'll talk on in Multifamily Monday episodes to come, and some of the other stuff we can really do to be conservative and make sure we are not taking on excessive risk. All right, this is a quick one for Friday. I just really want to get on here because I had heard this conversation lately. Is like, I'm working on growing my income, but what should I be focusing on to reduce my expenses, right? And it's obviously, to me, in anything, make the harder choice. Is it harder to live in a lavish luxury apartment building or a two bedroom that's in a duplex that's not right in the heart of town? That's significantly cheaper. Obviously, what's harder of the two? Do what the harder choice is. Instead of going out to dinner multiple times a week, is that harder, or is it harder to only go out once a month? What's harder? Make the harder choice in these times. It will benefit you in the end. What's harder, getting that brand new Mercedes or still driving your current Toyota that's running fine, right? Yeah, you're not going to impress anyone, but if you're able to stack some cash, a lot of cash in a bank account, that'll impress someone, right? Make the harder choice and it'll serve you better in the long run. All right, everybody, as you know, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So don't just get out there to work hard for anyone, but have your money work hard for you so then you can create the life of your dreams for you, for your family, and we can all make this world a better place together. All right, everybody, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.